Rock Bite, where we speak our truth, slay sacred cows, and sometimes agree to disagree. This is an outdoor podcast that aims for the head, and today we are back with another piece of gear and another beer. That's right, it's your weekly dose of gear and beer. I'm Colin True. I spent over 20 years working for brands and makers in the outdoor industry.
And I am Justin Hausman, M.A. I'm a journalist, professional gear reviewer, senior editor at Adventure Journal, certified beer expert, and I'm going to throw on my master's degree title there. So,
you already did
that. I'm going to start using that.
You want to say it a couple more times, or you want to brag some more? Like, what are you doing?
I don't want to brag. I'd like to purge that from my memory that
I did
that.
Getting your master's? You know,
yeah, but I did that for some idiotic reason, so now I'm going to start using it. Justin Hausman, M.A., baby.
All right, well, today we're going to be reviewing a piece of gear the way you would expect gear to be reviewed here on The Rock Fight. We don't talk about stack height, geometry, or width underfoot, especially not
unless
today.
Unless we do.
But we don't, unless we do. We talk about the experience, our likes and our dislikes, and then we take that piece of gear, or in this case, apparel, and pair it with the perfect post-activity beverage. Because Justin, ladies and gentlemen, not only does he have a Master of Arts, he's also a Cicerone. He likes certified tests. He likes standardized testing.
Cicerone of Arts. Bring back the SATs.
Oh, how dare you. Which is a certified beer expert. You can look it up. It is a real thing. It really is. So the bottom line is this is where you'll get the pairings that matter most. Gear and beer. And Justin, what gear and what beer are we reviewing today?
Well, we are going to talk a little bit about mountain bike apparel.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have a couple. We both have the same pair of shorts. We each have our own pair. We don't trade off pair. The same pair.
We've been preparing for this episode for months. We just keep mailing them back and forth, you know.
Colin could never fit into my Svelte 31s.
Are you 31?
No. I used to be. I'm 30, solid 32s. Although the Outdoor Research ones are 34s, and I got all mad when I got them. I'm like, what? But they actually fit. So we're both talking, and frankly, I don't remember the model names, but we have a pair of shorts from Rab?
The Rab Cinders.
And Outdoor Research. But then also, generally speaking, we're going to cover our other like favorite stuff that we like to wear while mountain biking, which are, you know, kind of talk about what's cool, what's not, what's our vibe and what is not and why and all that good stuff. And then for beer-wise, we're going with another non-alcoholic option. It's the Ration Ale, Mexican lager. And Ration Ale is a newish player in the non-alcoholic. I guess everybody's kind of a newish player in the non-alcoholic beer market, but they sent us some stuff last month, and we've been kind of waiting until we finished with our 10 barrel, and now we're moving on to that.
Little palate cleanser from the
little palate cleanser. We've had 4 weeks of a big ass. Well, I like to call big ass beers, hoppy and strong, or happy and strong if you want. Ration Ale hooked us up, so they gave us a variety, but we're doing with the Mexican lager today, which was my favorite of the varieties that they sent. And it's kind of lager weather, you know, it's all nice out.
It is nice out. Before we talk about our mountain bike apparel, a couple of housekeeping items. You know, we want you to sign up for Rock Fight's newsletter if you haven't yet, because you'll like it. I'm telling you, you're going to like it.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
True. Yeah. Because, you know, if it's not, you can just unsubscribe, I guess. So.
Yeah. If you're not fully satisfied, we can just go ahead and purge the words from your memory.
We'll come over to your house.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's painful and awkward, but we can actually remove the memory of you reading the newsletter from your head. So we will do that if you're not satisfied.
It's like, this is the new, like 2024 version of Total Recall.
Kind of.
Yeah, right. And then secondly, to all of our new listeners, you know, welcome to The Rock Fight. Welcome to Gear and Beer. Please click that follow button on Apple or Spotify or whatever podcast app you are listening to us on.
Well, regardless of what you listen to us on, we want to hear from you. We want you to tell us about your favorite gear and your favorite beer. We would love to pick a fight with you. You want to pick a fight with Rock Fight? We'll pick a fight with you. Send your suggestions and feedback to myrockfight@gmail.com, and we will read them, and we'll see. You know, we'll kind of play it by ear whether or not we want to engage. But, you know, try it out. Send us an email. And, give us some suggestions. We'd love to hear from what, you know, maybe you got a favorite beer and you're curious if other people are digging it, or we haven't covered a piece of gear that you like and that you want to hear our brand of Rock Fightness talk about. Let us know.
There you go. All right, man. Well, I guess I was going to say, let's get into the gear, but because that's the name of the show, right? But
yeah,
let's get into the apparel.
That is apparel.
Work.
Counts as gear, kind of, I think.
It's gear for your body.
Yeah.
It's gear you can wear.
Well, for some reason you have my name first here on the outline.
Yeah.
What do you want me to talk about?
Do you want to talk about your general history with mountain bike apparel? Or do you want to kind of just dive right into the products we got?
Let's start big and go small.
Okay.
We're going to start big and then go small.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I abhor.
You're a whore?
That's A-B-H-O-R. R.
Last week you were a porn star. This week you're a whore. What are you going to be next week, Justin?
I abhor spandex on the outside of my clothing. I do wear liner shorts, but generally speaking, I'm not a big fan of jockey sort of fits, if that makes sense.
Jockey fits? Like jockey, like no, tiny
like,
whiteies?
Like jock-ish. Like jock, like I'm like sporty. Like I don't really, I'm not into that. I'm also not into the overly baggy thing. I don't want that.
You're not into it from a visual lens or from a
both.
From the way it feels? Like what?
Well,
what is it?
I hate overly baggy stuff for how it feels. I don't understand the point. I don't want to. Okay. I don't want there when I'm riding my bike. I don't want like swish 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 from like the like extra yards of fabric like on my thighs. I like shorter shorts. I'm a big short inseam guy, generally speaking, but that includes bikes. I guess that would be different if I was riding in like deserty rock stuff where there might be like sharp things trying to like grab my kneecaps, you know, but that doesn't really happen. So
what
I like shorter. I like
in the desert.
I don't know. Why are mountain bike pants so shorts so freaking baggy?
No, like, that's a great question. No, this is an
I assume it's
question.
For like knee protection from like getting scratches or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't like it. And I want to wear something that's as close as possible to something I would just wear around town. One, because I don't want to have extra drawers just full of mountain bike clothes. Mm. Two, because I often ride my bike and then go to town, you know, go get a beer or like or lunch or just whatever, you know, go pick up my kids from school after a ride. Like if I don't have much time, I don't want to have to like change clothes into something that doesn't look like I'm, you know, sponsored by Fox Racing or whatever, you know, like I don't want it. And aesthetically, I don't really like how it looks for the most part. I'm not a huge fan of the designs of most mountain bike clothes. So, I mean, if I was a cross country like greyhound and I was trying to like set, you know, KOMs all the time, I'd probably wear spandex. I mean, spandex feels terrific. I mean, I do when I used to ride road bikes. I mean, it feels pretty fantastic to ride around in spandex. I get that. It's just not for me. I like to, my aesthetic is jorts and a flannel. And, maybe that makes me a hipster. I don't know, but that's what I like to wear. I like to wear performance jorts. I like my Riptons. I like my hand ups. But I also will ride in like, I have a pair of Doers that I like cut the legs off, just regular, like kind of performance denim. I love those. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my go-to. So I will wear mountain bike shorts, you know, occasionally. I'm a much bigger fan of the kind of more everyday style of clothes.
Do you feel like it runs into, I mean, like if you're wearing like a Ripton or something that's actually designed specifically to bike in,
right.
You know, it's a stretch denim or whatever. But like, you know, if I just throw on like my cutoff like Levi 501s or whatever, like you do kind of, I do feel like I run into like where the seams are and the thickness of like the old school. That's not great, right?
Not great. But you can also, I mean, unless you're riding a really long distance, you can kind of get away with it. I went for a ride yesterday in just a regular pair of cool shorts. Cool.
Still outdoor brand.
KUHL. Yeah, but I mean, they're just like shorts, you know, and you know what? Was exactly the same as anything else. My favorite brand of late is called Curious Creatures, and it's not like geared toward women. They make one pair of men's shorts, and I think they're going to release a pair of men's pants pretty soon. But their sizing is still like in women's sizing, so I had to like calculate like what number am I? You know, if I'm a 32 waist, then I forget what that is. Like maybe a 12. I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't know how to do that conversion.
But those things are great. Like they're really stretchy, but they're short inseam. They feel fantastic to wear. They feel like they're very consciously designed. And they don't really look like anything else.
You had them on when we were mountain biking last week. They looked really good.
Pretty unique, right?
Yeah.
Like way shorter inseam. The pockets are in a place that makes sense. Very stretchy material. Super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I wear them to sleep a lot. Like if they're fresh out of the wash,
oh,
like they're great to like, I don't know. They're just really soft. I love those. And like, I love their vibe. I love the brand is really cool. They don't make much stuff. I also wear like a cotton shirt that they make, like a long sleeve cotton shirt. It's not even performance. It's just cotton.
Yeah.
And like, it's awesome. It's great. So like, that's, I'm much more likely to wear that sort of stuff, but I live in a place where it doesn't really get really hot and it doesn't really get really cold. So I can sort of get away with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was kind of in the same boat of, well, I mean, I was more of a spandex guy. I think the comment you made, though, about, and that's because I did a lot of mountain bike racing when I first got into mountain biking, but your comment about, you know, the big baggy shorts, I never really got it. And it was less because I was racing, but it's because, like, you, it's a dynamic activity versus, like, road cycling. If you put a roadie kit on, you can wear kind of whatever you want on a road bike because you just kind of plant yourself in the saddle. And, yeah, if you're climbing, you might pop up, but it's very simple. The movements are really simple in terms of how you engage in your saddle. Mountain biking, you're out of your saddle all the time. Like, you're moving your bike around underneath you, and there's opportunities for that big baggy pair of shorts to really kind of grab the saddle.
Dude,
and kind of
how many
be
times
annoying.
Have you, exactly. How many times have you grabbed the, is the front of the saddle called something? I mean, I almost want to call it the saddle horn, but that's obviously a horse saddle. But like, how many times like the crotch grabbed on the front of the saddle as you're getting on or getting off? Hate it. I've fallen off the bike because that's happened before. It's the worst.
It lends itself to why actually spandex as a standalone bike kit makes more sense for mountain biking than it does probably for anything else, because it removes all of that extra fabric from between your legs. I did so after I sort of my racing sort of career or whatever ended, I started wearing baggies and, you know, and kind of like I got whatever, like the Fox baggies. And it was that same thing. It was awful. Like, you know, dabbled in the jorts. I like Riptons. The Riptons I've had, they're a little snug. I have some thick quads, you know? So they are, I get made fun of by my children if I wear my Riptons. Let's just put it that way. You know, the stretch denim. You look really good in your Riptons.
Yeah, I did.
You know, because you have the body of like those like 12 foot so tall like skeletons we see at Halloween. You know?
Yeah. That's based off me, and I have like hollow bones like a bird does. Like I'm very
still collecting royalties from Home Depot. Yeah.
I got a few more months before where I'm off work, and then October comes around. I gotta get out there.
You're just in someone's yard, like. But my first good pair of baggies were Poor Little Out for Kidspo. They had the thing called the AM short, and it was kind of, it's a stretch woven, to your point, just like you said, shorter, right? A little more thigh, but just kind of looked cool. You would wear these around, but then Kidspo goes out of business. So then the last year or so, I've been wearing a short called by Ornott called the Mission Short. And that's exactly what you're describing. It's a stretch woven, like, you know, you could throw it on over a pair of shorts and it just look like shorts, but they perform really, really well on a bike. And it's been a great one.
And you know what else is great about like Riptons? And let me make sure it is Hand Up. You've heard of that brand, right?
Hand Up. I don't think I have.
It is Hand Up. Hand Up. They mostly make gloves, but they also make, like, I think they're called like Hand Up gloves, but they make bike apparel too. And it's not like it's not necessarily rock fight material in the sense that it's not exactly like made to last forever. You know, it's kind of on the cheaper spectrum, but the nice thing about that is that like I can, as long as they, you know,
oh yeah, look at the jorts.
As long as they're clean, like I just wear those around town.
Those so it's look like again, regular jorts.
Exactly. But they're super stretchy, but like, you know, I would never wear any of the mountain bike shorts I have around town ever. You know, I mean, if I'm coming back from a ride, I'm going to grab a beer with somebody. Sure. But like the Riptons, the Curious Creatures, those Hand Ups, they're just part of my regular shorts, like, cycle. So I'm saving money, you know?
So the two, though, that we were really kind of evaluating with, like, out of all those backstories from both of us is the RAB and the Outdoor Research.
Outdoor Research and the RAB, yes.
Yeah.
Both of us were sort of confused as to why either RAB or Outdoor Research would enter the mountain bike market, other than we have very poor understanding of capitalism and what it takes to survive as a brand when you're making things. So they probably need to expand, and I understand that. But we were a little bit surprised. But I would say pleasantly surprised with the quality of the product, I would say.
Yeah. One of the first things that you and I ever talked about was that new Cinder line from RAB about a year ago when they moved into it. Tim Fish, who's their kind of the head of design, he came on and talked to me a little bit about it last fall.
Is he mad?
No, he was great, actually. He's like, if he had heard the episode sooner, he said he would have reached out. He loved having the conversation about it.
Was he British?
He is British.
Does he pronounce it Rab or Rob?
I think he said Rab.
That's our house style guide. It's Rab. Even if it's not, that's our house style guide.
But he had to explain, like, listen, we want to build off of our outdoor heritage, and there's plenty of people who are mountain biking who do all the other stuff that we do, and we want to be the solution for
Brand
them.
Loyal. Brand right. loyal folks. Yeah.
I was chatting about, on email with Alex Laver, who's from Outdoor Research. He's in their R&D and sustainability team. I got to work with him a little bit when I was at Polar Tech. He didn't have quite as clear of a, well, not quite as clear. He didn't have quite the insight on what was going on the market front. I was kind of curious, like, where are they finding uptick with the Outdoor Research mountain bike line? But, I mean, yeah. I got to think it's the same kind of thing, right? It's like, if you're an Outdoor Research person, you're an outdoorsy person. You know, now if you're looking for mountain bike clothes, it's like it kind of speaks to you maybe that something that a more bike specific brand isn't going to. I think it's kind of the what these guys are relying on.
Okay. I don't know if that's accurate, but okay. I mean, I'm sure it's accurate. I'm not saying what you're like, I'm not saying that your interpretation is inaccurate, but I mean, like, I don't really know if they're providing something that the bike specific brands don't, but okay. Okay.
I think we should have either Tim or Alex come on down the road. I'd love to talk to these guys. I think it's because it is an interest, like, you and I live these lifestyles, and I don't really have a problem kind of bouncing back and forth between, you know, cycling brands or outdoor brands or whatever. Mostly just want a good product. And we'll get into the Stuffometer in a minute, but I guess what were your initial impressions of the Rab Cinder and the Outdoor Research shorts, knowing that you are a jorts guy?
But my first thought, oh, and they're UPF. That's nice. My first thought was just that they're really, really lightweight. It feels really nice to the touch. They looked really long, but they're only a 12-inch inseam. I guess the idea with some of these is that the waistline is higher, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be kind of the thing,
right?
But they feel really nice. They have the elastic like straps on the side to kind of cinch them up. They're really, really lightweight, and you kind of instantly forget that you're wearing them, I guess, like, which is kind of the best thing you could say. I don't care about pockets on bike shorts, 'cause I almost always have, like a hip pack, mm-hmm. and I don't like to put anything in my pockets. So I guess it had pockets. I'm not really that, don't really remember them, but, they felt really nice on, and they came up above the knee, which is all I ask for in a mountain bike short. I don't need like budgie smugglers, you know what I mean? I don't need to be wearing like a Speedo or anything. That's not, but as long as it's above the knee, I'm happy. And these came up above the knee, so that was cool. Oh, I should also say I rode much faster and jumped way higher because of these shorts too.
They're $140. They're not cheap. I will say though, I had the same impression as you, and I pulled them out. I'm like, these things are massive. Like, I'm not gonna like wearing these. They look huge. Mm-hmm. And had the exact opposite experience the second I put them on, because
yeah.
They have this, even with a pair of bibs or liner shorts underneath, they have this kind of really snug, or just, I don't know, mm-hmm. there's a streamline.
Yeah, they fit well. Yeah, they're a nice athletic cut. I mean, apparently you have thunder thighs, but they felt pretty nice. Very nice.
I thought that was the perfect hybrid between like what a pair of like just wearing bike shorts, like Spandex bike shorts were, and wearing baggies.
Yeah.
It was tight in all the right places.
Say that again? Repeat that?
It's like a hybrid of wearing spandex is like, and wearing baggies is like. It's like, it's snug where you want it to be snug. You're not going to have that saddle grab we were talking about. But it's also like, if you go to get a beer afterwards, you're not like, hey, here I am in my bike bibs. Don't look at me, you know?
I didn't fall or have anything weird happen to me at all, but I would say I don't have any concern about their durability. I don't remember if they had any. They have a little venting on the back.
There's venting on the sides. There's like a zipper.
Oh, that's right. It did. That was nice, because I do also remember thinking they felt relatively cool.
Yeah.
And like, I will probably wear these more often as the weather warms up. Like, that one downside to jorts is they don't breathe particularly well. So like,
yeah,
if it's like
brutally.
If it's brutally hot, I'll probably wear these when it gets really, really hot.
The Outdoor Research ones are the freewheel short. They're $115 bucks.
They're a little bit more turbo, I would say. A little bit more like aggressively mountain bike oriented.
Yeah, they kind of feel a little more akin to some of like the old Fox pairs I've had. Fit way better. The fit on them was very good.
They feel like every other, not in a bad way. They like the Rabs felt like, oh, these are lighter. These are a little bit like smoother. These are a little, something's happening here. Like, they've put some thought into differentiation. These just feel like the OR ones just feel like really well-made bike shorts. Pretty similar to most other bike shorts I've had.
I know you said you're not a pocket guy. I don't tend to wear a pack, so I usually put my phone or something in my pocket. And I really like the pockets on the Outdoor Research. Probably was my favorite feature on them. Head to head, like we'll rate them in a minute here, but I probably like the Rab more because of what you just described. They are lighter. They feel more like if, I think if you're listening to this and if you've listened to the show, you kind of recognize that, like, hey, listen, we like the feeling of natural fibers more than synthetics. And the Rab, whatever fabric they use.
It's because we're fancy.
It's true.
Colin's wearing a silk robe right now. You can't tell, but.
Can you see my ascot? Can you see my, what's the fucking.
Yeah, he does have an ascot.
Mm-hmm. Like the cigarette holder, you know?
It's called a cigarette holder.
Oh, did you see my cigarette holder?
Yeah, of course. I can see you, man. It's Zoom. I can see you.
We're doing gear and cognac today, right?
Oh, my God. Should we?
No. Never.
I don't know if I really like cognac, but I like that idea very much. No.
So anyway, that were my preference between the two. You know, do I like them as much as the Ornots? I like the length of my Ornots, kind of back to your point about what's the
Curious Creatures.
Curious Creatures. It feels more like a pair of shorts I would just wear around, the Ornots do. But I probably think I'm going to ride in the Rab Cinders almost more than anything this summer. It's probably my guess.
Do you take into account, like, if I was going to ride a trail that had, like, I was concerned I might fall.
Yeah.
Or that had, like, big features in it, I'd probably wear the Outdoor Research ones. Now, I don't actually think that the slight difference in weight, the Outdoor Research ones to me feel like they're probably more durable.
They probably are.
They do feel like a little bit, so not you feel stiffer, like... I feel like if I'm into like eating shit, I'd probably wear those. Because I feel like the Rab ones might either not protect me as well, or they might actually rip.
That's a really interesting point. I wouldn't have thought of that, but you're right.
I think about that.
If I were wearing the Rabs and all of a sudden I'm in like the biggest like rock garden of all time.
Yeah, like remember that trail that we rode the first day in Slow that you hated that I really liked because I have more technical ability on a bike than you do, was the one that was all that really sharp like volcanic rock.
Yeah.
And you were like, remember that one time you were like crying and you're like, I can't go any further. And I had to like carry your bike in mine.
You said you weren't going to talk about that.
No, I didn't say that.
We agreed.
No.
No. Dude, you were holding me.
Yeah.
Right?
It was nice.
And I said,
can
you please not tell anybody about this?
It was a nice moment. Oh, that's what you meant? I thought, okay, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It's too bad we can't edit this out. I'm really sorry. But like, that in retrospect, had you fallen... If you had to choose one pair of shorts to fall on the
outdoor research,
really wicked sharp rocks, yeah, Outdoor Research, big time. But they're both pretty good.
They're both pretty good.
Now, why you would seek them out, I don't really know.
Well, that's a good segue, right?
You know,
into sort of our kind of stuffometer category conversation. The bike apparel category to me just feels fucked. You know, like there's so much stuff.
There's too much. I mean, you're picking an aesthetic. You're picking like. Do I want to have Fast House written on my shirt or do I want to have Troy Lee written on my shirt?
So I went on Google yesterday, just did a shopping results of bike shorts, and I saw everything from $13 to $200. And some of that was baggy, some of that was spandex shorts, some of that was liner shorts. I mean, there's a lot of variety there, but it's a huge, huge chasm there in terms of like what you can spend on this stuff. I think mountain biking specifically, like road biking feels a little more dialed in because it's such a vain sport. Right. Like if you have the money, you're going to buy Rafa. You're going to buy a really high end thing because you want to show up a certain way to the group ride. And
you can't get your bike off the back of your Land Rover Defender right. And then put on some like Castelli.
Yeah, like a janky REI, like you know.
Yeah, no.
Downhill jersey.
You'll get laughed right out of the Carafe coffee espresso joint.
Right.
Pull that shit.
Give you a croissant, sir. No.
You're not going to be in our Peloton. Not with that. Sierra Trading Post bullshit or whatever that you're wearing. No way.
But I think you and I think we're not that atypical when it comes to mountain biking of like saying the things that we will or pursue riding in, like, you know, on any given day, you could be out there in a pair of Riptons or your regular, just your homemade cutoff shorts, or you could decide to wear the Rabs or the Outdoor Research, depending on however you're feeling on that day. And I'll tell you what, most days, especially where
honestly, mostly what's clean, if we're being honest, is usually just what's clean.
Yeah. What smells the best is going to get
worn. Or is already so filthy, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Which is kind of how it usually goes, actually. I'm like, well, this is already muddy. I might as well wear this again.
And, you know, 90% of my rides are probably about an hour because there's like a daily, you know, ride for an hour. And I will guarantee you I will have a cotton t-shirt on, you know.
And I'm trying to project a vibe of, I'm just having some fun here. You could pass me if you want to. I'm not trying. I don't have a watch on. I'm not on Strava. Like, I'm just out here to ride my bike. And I don't want, like, competition weirdness or anything. Like, I want to just project, like, hey, I'm just out here having a good time.
Five. What are you gonna rate? What's rate these things? What are we rating the?
You go first. I feel like I always go first.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
You know, so the Cinders, I they're very close. You know, I'm gonna go probably like a 7.4 for the Cinder and like a 6.9 for the Outdoor Research. I feel like I'll wear the Cinders more, but I did really like the Outdoor Research.
No, they're both good.
You know, if you're going to take like the whole stuffometer like category, I mean, I think you could dock both of them down probably 2 or 3 points because we have a lot of baggy bike shorts in the world. This is two outdoor brands who have entered the category, kind of just bringing more stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight 7 on the Rabs. And You know what? I'm going to go 7.1 on the Rabs. I'm going to go 6.9 on the... Oh, did we? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're good. They're super good. Really they're super good. Capable. You can do. They're just as good as any other shorts I've ever had. So don't take that the wrong way.
They're better than a lot of other shorts I've had. I have a couple pair of Fox shorts. They crush. I mean, without... The cinders are just a skosh more comfortable in terms of the fabric choices and things like that. And I actually like... And they fit a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, but yeah. Anyway. All right, mountain bike shorts.
Who needs them?
Just ride naked, everybody. Jesus. All right, let's turn our attention now to after the activity at the break, the put in the trailhead. We're going to crack open the cooler and imbibe a beverage so we can celebrate our wins and losses in the backcountry. Let's have a beer. All right, we've gotten back to the car after a long, hot ride up Oates Peak on the California Central Coast. And in this very specific example, we've been out there wearing our Rab baggies, maybe an Eddie Bauer t-shirt. Or a frayed Guardians of the Galaxy t-shirt. I don't know.
Yeah, just pull some random possibilities ideas off top of your head.
Yeah, we pull out some chips and open up the tailgate. We sit down and reflect on the sweet, flowy descent. And we open the cooler and pull out a Rationale Mexican lager. Justin, why is this the pairing that matters most at the mountain bike trailhead?
Because it's goddamn refreshing.
It really is.
I mean, it's very, very, very refreshing. That's why.
Yeah.
That's really it. And you know what? If you finish your ride at noon... Like the day that we're hypothetically talking about, you don't necessarily, even on vacation, you don't necessarily really want to start crushing alcohol at that point. Maybe you do, but we don't all the time, sometimes, but not all the time. And so, you know, maybe you want to have a couple of Frosties in the back of a, I don't know, like a Ford Maverick or something like that. You bust out a Rationale.
So what do we know about Rationale? What's the deal? It's brewed in Windsor, California. I don't even know where Windsor is.
Windsor's up by me, kind of, but they're from, I think they're based in San Diego, but they brew up here, which probably means they have some sort of, I don't know why they would do that unless they have some kind of, like partnership or relationship with a big brewery up here. Like when there's no reason not to brew it down there, but
yeah.
But yeah, they've been around since, I think they started in 2021. I think they released their first beer in 2022. Co-founders are Jamie Fay and Wendy Pickett. I don't know a whole lot about them. Jamie Fay appears to surf because the About Us page has him sitting on a surfboard.
There's some surf imagery on the can, too.
Maybe giving a shaka. And but yeah, their cans, the art is awesome, I think. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you would call that, kind of modernist sort of, I don't even know, artsy, cool.
Yeah, it's like it's almost made with like construction paper, like layered in a way, like an image. It's a very cool vibe.
The way you say layer is so absolutely insane.
This is a really joke now.
Did you have like speech? Were you in like speech classes as
it's
a kid?
Lair.
Were you in
the what kids? Else were they, is there?
Lair.
How do you?
You're closer. You're coming closer. Saying lair, like where, like lair. Lair is where like lions live, like the lair of the of the wildebeest.
That's the word.
That's not the same word. Lair and layer are different words.
We say lair.
It sounds
like you got a southern accent.
It sounds like you're calling someone lair, like whose name is Larry.
I don't want to say, like, you know, like, why do I have to add syllables layer where they don't belong? Layer.
There's a Y. Layer.
Layer. That sounds, doesn't feel right. Yeah, I think you're
right.
That's
wrong. How the word is pronounced.
Nah, I don't think
you're
right.
You
that.
Would know. Yeah, you would know better than me.
I've been saying it my whole life. So
you are older than me. Anyway.
Anyway.
The cans look cool.
They do. It's very
cans look great. And you know what? It's a golden age for non-alcoholic beers. I mean, I wish to God there was a way to do it that where they don't all kind of taste the same because they still kind of all do.
Yeah.
But it is a golden age for NAs. And it would be nice if they were cheaper. I don't know why that matters to me.
You feel like it should cost less?
Don't you?
Yeah. Decaf should be less than regular coffee, too.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, there's no good reason for that.
I'm with you on that.
Because I think it's because you kind of know, like, if you're drinking an NA beer, it's because you'd rather have a beer, right?
Typically, I would say absolutely. I think we said the same thing when we had the athletic brewing conversation. But like this one, and I'm really excited to have it again. I've only had this one other time. It was kind of hit the spot. I don't know. Maybe I would choose this one depending on, to your point, like in the middle of the day, that kind of thing.
I can't explain it, but I get NA beers fairly often, like at the pubs I go to. I'm always like a little bit like, shouldn't this be like at least a buck cheaper?
Yeah.
And there's no reasoning behind that. It's like, why would I, you know, I guess because you're not going to get a buzz. I don't know. It's weird.
It
somehow seems like it should be cheaper.
I mean,
I like to have non-alcoholics in the house.
There's probably more processing, it's probably more expensive to make these than it is regular beer, because like you said, you got to boil them off. There's a whole other extra step, right?
Exactly. Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, unless they've figured out a new way to do it, you typically boil the alcohol off. So you're making a regular beer, then you're boiling it off. So yeah, that of course is going to cost the same.
Right.
It just, I mean, like that at that point, like hop waters are cheaper, which is cool because there's just sparkling water with hop flavoring in it.
Should
we
do a hop water eventually?
Nice. I don't know. It's not really beer. Yeah, it's just like it'd be like doing LaCroix. You know, it doesn't really make any sense.
All right. So, well, should we crack this
anyway,
thing open?
Let's get into it. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Three.
Here we go.
One. It's got some
cumin in it.
It's got a little Budweiser.
A little cumin, little chili pepper. That's why it makes a Mexican lager. It has taco seasoning. Each of these cans has one packet of Lowry's Takis.
Yeah, there's chunks of jalapeno floating around in here, I think.
Isn't that wild?
All right, here we go.
God, it's refreshing.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I don't really get that tea taste that you always talk about either.
This one to me is the easily the best of the lager-ish NAs I've had. Easily. And that includes like the big hitters, like the ones that have been doing it forever, like Heineken or whatever. Like, it's really good.
It's really, really, really tasty. Good.
Yeah. And I would say that I've, like, Rationale was nice enough to send us a decent amount. And I've given a few to other people, and they all have the same reaction. Like, holy shit, that's really good.
Are these available nationwide? Do we know?
I don't know. They're available everywhere up here, but they are brewed in Windsor, which is Sonoma County, which is just like two counties north of me. So, or actually, really just one county north of me. So I can get them here. I see them a lot. I definitely see them a lot.
They're in a fair amount of places. They're all through the like Intermountain West.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. They're going to be going after like the outdoorsy folks.
Pennsylvania? Wow. Yeah. Monroe, like near Pittsburgh.
Oh my God.
Right, yeah. In Pittsburgh, actually. The Open Road Bottle Shop in Pittsburgh, PA. There you go. Free ad for you. Open Road Bottle Shop.
Now, do you know that place,
no,
Colin? I assume you know everything in Pennsylvania.
I go back there. They're just like, hey, he's back. No.
Hey, Colin's back.
I actually decided to say to my...
you think you're too good for us? You're not welcome.
You think you're better than me?
That was good. That was good. You can't say that well if you're from the West Coast. That's such an East Coast thing to say.
Well, you can say layers appropriately. I can say that. I think I win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, I'd rather be able to say you think you're better than me in a way where it isn't obvious that I...
Out here, it's like, hey, do you think you're better than me?
Hey, are you better than me?
I think they think they're better than me.
Are you better than me? I kind of think I like it better than so. I mean, the Athletic Free Wave is a bitchin' IPA.
Yeah,
this to me is a better beer though. Like, it's a better non-alcoholic beer experience because it doesn't have the weird tea flavoring that we talk about all the time.
This does, you know. You pour this in a glass and hand it to somebody, or they don't know what the brand is. They're not looking
this
at the can.
This has a pretty good chance of fooling somebody.
You think you're drinking a beer. Yeah.
This is what I would give to somebody, and I've done this. The classic bartender trick, you know, when someone's hammered at your bar, you know, at a certain point, they can't really fucking tell. So you just start giving them NAs, you know.
Oh, nice.
But like in the olden days, they could usually tell. I don't think somebody would be able to tell with this.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's like they've had like 10 beers, and you're like, you know what? Slow down.
This is
give
good,
them this one.
Man.
Yeah, they're just like 8%. Be careful. They'd be like, okay.
What are you going to rate it? We went high on the AB.
I mean, I'd probably give the Free Wave like a 9, but I mean, I'm feeling 8.5, even if I gave a higher rating to the Free Wave, because you know what? It doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Yeah, you gave it an 8.
Oh, okay, good. Then I would say this is an 8.5.
8.5.
I would say this is my favorite non-alcoholic beer I've had in memory.
I'm going to go right there. I'll just match you. I might be kind of boring, but I don't care. Like, 8.5 makes sense. Like, I really will. I will seek this out and buy this again. And I don't know.
I do feel compelled to say that their other flavors they sent us were pretty good, but this is a standout. So, like, don't necessarily expect, like, they sent us like the West Coast IPA and maybe a hazy, and they were totally fine. They were good. I drank them. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
But this is the one I would be like, oh, you got to try this one. This is the one I think will wow people more. So if all they have are the IPAs, get one. But like, don't. This to me was like a head and shoulders better than the IPAs.
All right, well, to summarize this episode of Gear and Beer, in our gear category, we have the following mountain bike apparel items. We have the Rab Cinder Crank Shorts, which I rated a 7.4, and Justin rated a 7.1. Then we have the Outdoor Research Free Wheels, which we both rated a 6.9. And then when you're looking to refresh yourself after your ride, but hey, you got to drive home too. Well, the official Cicerone of the Rock Fight suggests that you should enjoy yourself with a frosty cold Rationale Mexican Lager, which we both rated an 8.5 on the Gear and Beer scale. Man.
Yeah, we did it.
I think the streak's ever going to be broken where we don't do it.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be tough to kind of keep going. It's kind of like, you know, like a winning streak in baseball or something.
I really, really hate to be the one to tell you this, but we are going to die someday.
And so, after 67,852 episodes of Gear and Beer.
Just me at like 95.
What if we both died at the same time cracking open a beer on this podcast?
That would be wild.
That'd be pretty great, I mean, right?
That would be pretty, I don't think that would be, well, I don't know. I mean, it might be a pleasant way to go. Depends on how it's happening.
All right, man. Well, that's the show for today.
All right.
What did you think of this edition of Gear and Beer? And do you have a suggestion for a future edition of Gear and Beer? Or do you simply just like Gear and Beer? Send an email to myrockfight@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. The Rock Fight's a production of Rock Fight LLC. For Justin Hausman, I'm Colin True. Thanks for listening. Here to take us out, it's Kristen Makes. He's one of the lead singers from Less Than Jake, and he's here right now. He's going to sing the Rock Fight song for you. And we'll see you next time, Rock Fighters.